Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get caught up on the big news stories of the day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The United Auto Workers Union has started their staggered strike after a deal did not come to fruition yesterday. Here's a snippet on what the strike could do to the economy.
By one estimate, a strike at all three companies could cost the economy more than $5 billion, with tens of thousands of jobs lost.
How could this strike impact Arizonans?
Yeah, it depends. I think that it could be supply of vehicles. It could be the cost of vehicles could go up dramatically. But also, you got to think about the small feeder industries. What goes into building those vehicles? And there are small companies across the country that feed this. And internationally, there's a lot of companies in Mexico that also do this. But these smaller companies make the pieces and parts that go into constructing these vehicles. So when this shut down, the major auto workers shut down, yes, this does affect the major auto workers. But what about those small feeder companies that feed this industry? What about companies who will be at a standstill for work for their employees because they're not building vehicles? This is going to be an issue. And the longer this goes on, the more it's going to hurt small business. And that's when it becomes that $5 billion is not going to be coming from just a multi-billion dollar company like Ford or GM or Dodge, Chrysler, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be those smaller companies that can't absorb that kind of heat. That's where I think the danger is mostly.
President Biden spoke on the UAW strike today and talked about the impact that unions have on the economy at large.
Unions raise workers' wages, they said, incomes, increase home ownership, increase retirement savings, increase access to critical benefits like sick leave and child care, and reduce inequality, all of which strengthen our economy for all workers.
Are unions good for the economy?
I think they can be. I've said before, my uncles were Teamsters when I was a kid. I understand the idea of labor having a seat at the table with management because they are the ones that have to do the work. Safer workplaces, higher wages, better benefits. I agree with that in principle with everybody. I think everybody should be able to make a wage that is sufficient to sustain them, especially when it's skilled labor. They have to have good jobs. They have to have good pay. But the other side of this equation, as the ownership is saying, is that we can't compete with the other automakers that aren't using union labor. We're already at a higher labor cost than they are, and what you're asking for is going to have us go up so far we can't be competitive anymore. And there's a chance, there's a danger there that you're going to run yourself right out of work by demanding those higher wages. So there is a balance between profitability and what you can pay your labor, and labor has to have a little bit of understanding in that as well. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the major headlines.
Arizona Congressman Juan Ciscomani joined Arizona's Evening News and talks about the strain of the border crisis on rural communities.
Rural communities like Cochise County, they're not equipped to deal with this influx, but they're being forced to just bear the burden of this administration's failed border policies.
What is the best way to help out these border communities?
The simple answer to that is we have got to do a better job of closing the border, not just the ports of entry, but also we've got to close off those areas of the border where people are coming into the country illegally, sneaking in, not applying for asylum. We have got to reduce the number of people that are coming into this country illegally. We have got to make sure our laws are being enforced. We have to make sure that policies are changing because the system is overwhelmed. Federal law mandates that they do things in an orderly fashion in a certain time frame. So when they are overwhelmed, they're releasing people into these communities. New York City is underwater when it comes to the number of people there. The massive city of New York. Imagine what's happening in Little Cochise County. It is an incredible, incredible thing. And I just hope that the attention that's being paid now starts to work on the American public and they see the crisis.
KTAR legal analyst Barry Markson talked with you about the Hunter Biden federal indictment and if Hunter Biden's defense will work in court.
There's former prosecutors saying, yeah, they've never, in, you know, working 20 years, the department never saw anybody prosecute this crime. So I think that's true. But that said, if it's a law, and if you violate the law, you can be prosecuted for it. It's kind of that argument of, everybody else is speeding. Why'd you pull me over?
What does it say about gun laws in America?
I just think that I'm glad attention is being paid to this. I know you've heard me say it, and many people have heard me talking about this forever. The idea that we have laws like this on the books and people are thumbing their nose at the law when it comes to buying guns, you've got people that aren't supposed to have guns using the system, getting caught in the system. In this case, Hunter Biden didn't get caught at first. He lied on the paperwork according to the indictments, but now there is no punishment for those people. He is right. His defense team is correct. This crime goes largely unpunished. So to the gun control advocates out there, you're the one that are screaming for a crackdown on people that aren't supposed to have guns that are getting them. Here's an example of a person, as an addict as he was, what was going on in his life, he should not have been able to purchase a gun, and he did it anyway. Are you outraged that those crimes aren't being punished? Should they be punished? If you say yes, they should, then he's an example of someone that should be prosecuted. Great job as always, Julia. Great week. We'll do it again on Monday morning. We'll pick it up there.